Hi, my name is Ryan, and welcome to This Amazing Life, the show that brings you people and topics that encourage and inspire you, the listener, to live, love, and lead your own amazing life. I firmly believe that my mission in life is to be a source of light and joy to the world. So I really hope that you enjoy our time together, and I can give you just a little bit of that, light and joy. In this week's episode, we'll have an in-depth discussion about the intention of the week, what it means, and hopefully a few ways that you can apply it in a positive way for your own life. Thanks again for tuning in, and welcome to the show. Welcome back to the show. Again, my name is Ryan, and we're going to jump off with your intention of the week. If it's your first time tuning in, the intention of the week, it's a tool, it's a mantra, it's a guideline. It's something that you can use, adapt, or adjust. If you feel it is very relevant and resonant with you right now, great. Take full advantage of it. If you need to change it, or if you need to reword it, or just find a way to make it more applicable for yourself, that's okay too. The idea is to help you start thinking about ways that you can take action now. And with everything that's going on, it's amazing how the intention of the week last week, which was discovery begins where my comfort zone ends, and now what the intention of the week is and how this could be applicable or how it could be relevant for you moving forward. The intention of the week, it is personal growth. Again, the intention of the week this week, it is two words. It is personal growth. Now, before we get into the emotional complexity of this specific intention of the week, let's break it down into parts. Personal growth. Personal. You, the individual. It can be very private or unique is another good way to put it. This also really highlights the fact that what might be working for some people might not work specifically for you, or vice versa. Something that you're doing for yourself might not necessarily be the right answer for another individual. Personal growth. Growth. When I think of growth, I think of change, of progress, of living beings like humans or plants or animals. So personal growth. How can we put this together and make this a little bit more authentic for you? Personal change, individual growth, individual progress or unique progress or the right type of change for you. Now that we've got a little bit more of a grasp on what the specific intention of the week actually at its core root meaning is, let's dig a little bit deeper into the emotions that are swirling around it. It's such an interesting time right now to be sharing this specific intention of the week with you. Almost as with any of my intentions of the week, I'm sure it may inspire some kind of specific emotional response for you. For some of us, this may be a very exciting and engaging topic, while others, it may feel very challenging and very heavy. Remember, all of the things that we talk about together on the show aren't meant to be the perfect end-all, be-all, cure-all answer for everyone. But hopefully, at least in these conversations, you'll be able to take away something so that way you can help yourself or you can get the wheels turning or think about how the right response or what the right response might be for you. Now, with regards to COVID-19, there are so many different emotions that people are experiencing. Confusion, regret, disbelief, anger, frustration, concern, anxiety. But there's also a great deal of hope, of love, of optimism, compassion, empathy, sympathy, and there's definitely a lot of sacrifice going on. I know that everybody's situation is a little bit different, so wherever you're at, I just want to take 2 seconds to acknowledge you and let you know and make sure you know that our thoughts and prayers are going out to not just you, but to everybody who is working in some type of a medical capacity. Anybody that is supporting an elderly or a sick loved one, or anybody that was really put out in or put out of work because of the pandemic and they're in a very difficult financial situation, Nina and I pray for you at least twice a day. And if you are in a position where you think you could support somebody else, please consider taking some type of an action to support your friend, your neighbor, or a loved one, whether it is your time, it is your affection. if it's a financial contribution or whatever you think is appropriate in the time, or at the moment, better said, please consider doing so. Okay, getting back to the intention of the week, personal growth, and how the heck does this relate to COVID-19? Well, probably more so than you think, whether you'd like to admit it or not. So let's dig a little bit deeper into some of the emotions that are probably swirling around your brain that are either stuck there, have passed through there, or maybe you know somebody who is in one of these specific positions and they could really use this type of a message or this type of an outreach, either from me or from you or whoever it needs to be, to deliver something to help that person in the space or wherever they're at. I know a big question that a lot of people are really struggling with, just specifically from the conversations that I've had, is now that everything's going on with COVID-19 and our schedules have been so drastically affected, what are we supposed to do with this time that we have on our hands? For some people, this is really exciting and they have the opportunity to explore or to test the waters or to just relax and refocus and re-engage in whatever capacity they think is appropriate for them. For other people, they really don't know what to do with themselves. By being forced, or at least being asked, and hopefully they're following through with it, being asked to stay at home to help protect other people, they're forced to confront the things that they really struggle with that maybe are coming up in ways that they weren't sure or were a little bit unexpected. So, for example, maybe some people are out there that are struggling with a specific personal problem, and they realize now that because their day-to-day routine was helping cover it up, that now they have to confront it and address it a little bit stronger. Regardless of whether you are in a position that you feel is a little bit more positive, or just the concept of personal growth just seems so overwhelming for you right now, let's start with some questions. Let's start with some questions that hopefully will give you a little bit more clarity on how you can make this a little bit more relevant and applicable to you. So the first question I want to ask you is, how are you feeling? How are you feeling right now based on everything that's going on in the world? Remember, when I'm asking you these questions, it's just you and me, so really I hope that you can be honest with at least yourself. There's no right or wrong answer. Just be where you are and accept that emotion and recognize that hopefully we can find more of the good and look for a little bit less of the bad, or hopefully we can hold on to a little bit more of the good and the bad will fade away. Again, question number one, how are you feeling right now? Are you feeling refreshed, re-energized, or a little less weighed down since you're spending your time a little bit differently now? Are you feeling a sense of change or curiosity or a calling to take some type of an action? Or are you feeling overwhelmed, lost, confused, anxious, or completely stressed out? Do you feel like you have so much pressure on you that you can't sleep, or at least you don't sleep very peacefully? I asked that question honestly because that actually was a place that I was at a few days ago, and I'll talk about that and I'll share that. Remember, no matter where you're at, any answer that you share with yourself is okay. No guilt, no shame, no judgment. Just recognize where you are, understand what that is, what the root cause of it is, and if you feel that it's appropriate to take some type of an action, then let's think about the best way to take action together. Now, to put this into more practical terms, let's start with the folks who maybe, as they're listening to this specific episode or this conversation, aren't really feeling the most chipper. If that's you, then let's go another question deeper. Why are we feeling that specific type of pressure? Or why are we feeling that specific type of fear? Another question that you could add on top of this is, where is that specific pressure coming from? Or where is that specific fear coming from? Now, let me give you my personal example, so maybe this will help put you a little bit more at ease. For me, as I mentioned, a few nights ago, I was feeling this just overwhelming sense of pressure, almost as if there was somebody taking two hands and squeezing them really tight on my brain. And it got to the point where, for a few nights, I couldn't sleep peacefully. I woke up in the middle of the night, what it seemed like every 45 minutes or so. My dreams were really restless, and I was just noticeably unhappy, and I knew that this was not the norm. I mean, for us to feel that type of pressure and that type of stress, it is not the norm. It's not the way that God wanted us to live. It's not the way that we would want any of our friends or our family members to live. So why should we think that this is okay for ourselves? Now, I know where this type of pressure was coming from. For me specifically, I'm the type of guy that sets a lot of goals, and I like to be very active, and I like to make progress. So I have a hard time feeling stagnant or not feeling like I'm making progress, or when I have a lot of opportunity in front of me, or better said, I have a lot of time in front of me, and I'm trying to desperately figure out what the next right opportunity is. That type of pressure I was putting on myself. And it took this amount of time for me to realize what I was actually doing to myself in a way that was not necessarily the most beneficial or the most healthy. So the gift of time has helped me in at least one way of personal growth, and that's recognizing a little bit more of balance, recognizing a little bit more of the need to have a good mindset around the goals that I'm pursuing, but also around the need to rest and to recover. And even more importantly is the need to just have fun. Oh my gosh, in the goals that I'm doing or in the artistic pursuits that I'm working on or whatever side business that I have going on, just the need to have fun makes such a monumental difference in my life. And having that sense of realization and relief come in made a drastic and an immediate difference for me personally. Again, I recognize that by asking you, where is this pressure coming from or where is this fear coming from? Some of us might be able to have a very intuitive and a very instantaneous answer. But for some of us, this might be a little bit more deep-rooted, and maybe we need to seek a little bit more professional help that's going to go beyond just your average everyday run-of-the-mill podcast conversation about personal growth, self-development, and inspiration and health and wellness. If that's you, then please consider reaching out to somebody and looking for some type of help, because I know there's a lot of people right now, because of the world that Nina and I are in, that are offering virtual sessions. So if you feel like it would be in your best interest to go a little bit deeper and dig into some of these underlying causes of fear or panic or anxiety, then maybe right now, the way that we can focus on personal growth for you during this time is going to be uprooting some of these cancerous negative beliefs, ideas, patterns, thoughts, or systems that you have in your life. Another perspective for you if you're feeling an overwhelming sense of pressure is checking in to see what areas of your life are causing this specific type of pressure that we can let go of professionally. Now, I understand there's a very real need for people to have a financial sense of stability to pay their bills and to grow, because ideally we're not in a position where we are financially stressed out to the max. I know, because I've been there and I can say this very authentically. We want to be in a position where we know that our needs are being met, but we also are feeling a sense of abundance, that we're growing. We're not just being stagnant. We're actually moving in a positive direction. Maybe this specific time for you can be a gift in evaluating what could be changed professionally. Maybe for you, the root cause of all of this sense of fear and anxiety and pressure could be coming from your job. Again, I acknowledge you. I know that there are some people that might not have as many opportunities to explore as other people do. But at least we can recognize if that is the root cause, and then we can start to explore if there is the possibility of taking advantage of new opportunities. If that was a very challenging section of the conversation for you to digest, let's take 2 seconds to take 2 full deep cleansing breaths. And remember to accept and recognize where you are now. And if you notice that there is an opportunity to take action and to make a positive change, then I'm passing the ball over into your court to make the next step. Now, let's take it to another direction. If you are in a position where you are feeling super energized, pumped up, refreshed, and refocused, and ready to make some type of a change, the possibilities could theoretically be endless for you. My recommendation for you is to explore. Use your sense of wonder, of curiosity. Tap into different parts of your being that you didn't really know were there, whether it is spirituality and getting a little bit closer to your sense of belief in God or the Holy Spirit or Jesus or your guardian angels, or maybe for you, this could be a time to explore new possibilities for your health and wellness. Maybe you're getting a little bit more creative with your cooking because realistically, you don't want to go to the grocery store all the time. So you're taking a little bit more advantage of cooking for yourself at home. I know this is a thing that happened for a friend of ours, and this friend of ours has very vocally said they are thriving right now during COVID-19 because COVID-19 has forced them to do things that they normally would not do, like exercising more at home or cooking more at home or spending more time on themselves instead of worrying so much about what's going on with work. Just the fact that work was shut down has given them the opportunity to focus much more on themselves. Again, let's take this and put this in a little bit more of a practical sense, or let's give it more direction. So that way it's not just rampant wild energy where you start to feel like you're spinning out and you're not sure where to direct or to focus this new intention or energy. So my question for you is, where would you like to grow? Or what would you like to change? Or what would you like to be different? Or what is making you happy or excited now? Is there something that you've put on the back burner that you know that just by putting in a little bit more time and effort now, it could have large benefits for you in the future? Are there areas of your life that you feel you neglected, but because of the opportunity that you have in front of you, maybe we could redirect a little bit more of our energy, of our time, of our focus? Another good way for you to not feel like you are just putting energy out into the universe and not really sure what direction it's heading is to think back to something that we've mentioned quite often, and that's a SMART goal: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant or realistic, and time-based. If you have a specific goal in mind, write it down, share it with somebody. Try to find ways to hold yourself accountable, but to also make it fun for you. Okay, so that's pretty much going to wrap it up for the intention of the week. Hopefully, some of the thoughts, ideas, or questions that I presented to you, you found to be beneficial. They could be challenging, they could be uncomfortable, they could be exciting, they could be invigorating. Whatever they were for you, that's okay. But I hope that you took something away from the message, and I hope that you're willing to take some type of positive action so that way you can start to live, love, and lead your own amazing life. Thank you so much for choosing to listen. We love you very much. God bless, and talk to you soon.